Last time I spoke about the way to peace. Today I will continue with the topic, both sermonettes address the Christian way. The way to peace. In my last sermonette, we talked about the Christian way, or rather, I talked and you were listening, I hope. Our elder and friend in Germany, Mr. Thilo Hanstein, you all may know him, gave a sermon, or a split sermon, in which he talked about the coming Third World War. In the world tomorrow, which is soon to come, we will have peace in this world. Soon there will be prosperity, happiness, and joy. Let us read Matthew 22, verse 34 and 240. Matthew 22, verse 34 to 40. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The way, or the path of life, consists of an unselfish concern for the well-being of others. It requires love for God and love for neighbor. The Bible is an instruction book for peace, happiness, prosperity, security, and joy. Christ said that man should live by every single word of the Bible. Sin is the transgression of the law, and everybody has sinned. The world has rejected God's law and God's way. It has chosen a way that was brought every possible curse upon it. In the world tomorrow, all this will be changed, and the world will be governed by the law of God. At a company meeting in my firm, we saw a picture with two ways. "Which one do we want to go?" the speaker asked. "The way to the left, where a sign said, 'Simple, but wrong,' leading to an abyss. The sign on the way to the right said, 'Complicated, but correct.' The way was difficult and long. Everybody except one person went left. Only one took the complicated, but correct way. That was me. God created man and gave him freedom of choice for his own actions. Man has to choose to obey God and follow the way that leads to tremendous blessings, but is complicated. Or he may decide to turn to the way that appears right to him, but in the end just leads to a curse, the way to abyss. If man rejects the way to happiness, if he decides to take the way that leads to misfortune, suffering, and death, then he can be wiped out. But even if man first enters the wrong way, he can repent, can turn around and take the right path of the law of God. To have sinned against God's law can be forgiven. The penalty for sin is death, but Christ paid the death penalty for us. Through Christ, we can be reconciled with God and receive atonement. If man chooses the way that brings forth overflowing happiness, he will enjoy it forever. God gave man 6,000 years to use the way which seemed to be the right way to him. Under the influence of Satan, man has developed his human social system and human forms of government, which oppose the government of God. Man has created his own world with its satanic, man-made economic, political, and religion systems. Man has rejected the way to peace, happiness, prosperity, and joy. But the few who repent through Christ, turn to God, learn God's way, live this way with God's help, become converted by the Holy Spirit of God. They will be trained in this life to be kings and priests in the world tomorrow. During the millennium, we are allowed to rule over this world under Christ and God the Father. For 1,000 years, there will be established a system of government that has been unfamiliar to man up to that period. It will be the kingdom of God, God's own government, ruling one, and over the earth. Jesus Christ will return after rulership has been handed to him by God the Father. Christ will establish a world government that will be the government of God. Its laws were written in the Bible. Christ will allow those who he taught his way, the way of his reign, and how to live it, to rule over one city, or maybe 5 or even 10 cities, or 100 cities. Let us read Luke 19, verse 16 to 19. Luke 19, verse 16 to 19, in the New International Version. The first one came and said, "Sir, your miner has earned 10 more. "Well done, my good servant," his master replied. "Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second came and said, "Sir, your miner has earned 5 more. His master answered, "You take charge of 5 cities. Then another servant came and said, "Sir, here is your miner. I have kept it laid away in a piece of clothes. I was afraid of you, because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in, and reap what you did not sow." His master replied, "I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in, and reaping what I did not sow." Life is a period of training. Only those who submit today to the government of God, who are obedient to it, accept its law and overcomes their own false ways, only those have their citizenship in heaven and will receive a position of rulership in the world tomorrow. Christ will rule over the whole world with a rod of iron. The world has experienced and endured nearly 6,000 years of human government, treating and economic systems, and human religions. Mankind has written its own history in blood, suffering, disappointment, agony, war, unhappiness, and fertility. Soon mankind will begin a period of 1,000 years under God's rulership with God's religions, God's social life, God's economy, and God's trading system. At first, man will be forced against his will to become happy. The true Christian life is simple, the way of God's government. There is no other way to peace, happiness, and joy. Its symbol does not exist. God's commandments show us the way of love for God and for our neighbor. the Almighty and the all-powerful God will finally deliver man from the evil civilization of this world and teach man the way to peace. He will establish his peaceful kingdom on this earth.